Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Ash to ash. Dust to dust. Life is but a fleeting moment. Coming and going as the first breath is breathed in till the last one leaves the lungs. We are mortal. We are sinners. For the word spoken as the ashes placed on your forehead come from the judgment of God, spoken to Adam and Eve for disobedience of breaking the Lord's command. Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return. Being the first, the one specially created and giving life, did not spare Adam and Eve from judgment of God. Their fall was the fall of all creation. The whole of creation fell. All have fallen. All fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned. God is holy, and nothing that is unholy can enter the presence of the living God. Even though we are believers, children of the living God, does not mean we will escape the judgment. This relationship we enjoy does not give us a free pass, carte blanche, to do as we please. On the contrary, we as children of God have a holy obligation to live lives in reverent fear. All the more so as we call God our Father. Our life, the ash to ash and dust to dust life on earth, is a short time, and it is only a sojourning time. Our earthly time is temporary. Our time with our Father in heaven is our true home, and the time immeasurable. Silver and gold of old could buy a slave back. Silver and gold could release a prisoner from jail. Things of value could ransom a captive back. These all deal with a physical release. But what can release from moral captivity? What can redeem from the bondage of sin? What can be paid to ransom a soul? Silver, gold, jewels, and gems are perishable things. They do not last, and they have not the ability to redeem from the sinful way of life. Yet many hunger and thirst for these things, seeing them to be able to bring happiness and life, when in the end they are just more running after the empty way of life, meaning running after false gods and vain idols. You were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, Lamb without blemish or defect. This is profoundly good news. Precious blood of Christ means all that was involved in the death and resurrection of Christ. Peter draws our attention all the way back to Exodus 12, where the Lord God instructed Moses in the Passover. The lamb chosen must be without defect. This means must bring the very best. John the Baptizer pointed to Jesus and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Precious blood of Christ. Let us look at that adjective Peter uses, precious, of great value, not to be wasted or treated carelessly. Costly, valuable, prized, dear. and loved. A holy reverence is being expressed here. A reverence for what the Lord God has done. Seeing the great beauty and unfathomable value given to redeem sinners. And at the same time, we must not overlook the without blemish or defect in the description of the Lamb. Jesus was without sin. There is nothing in him or in his nature that was sin. Jesus Christ was the perfect sacrifice. Jesus knew no sin, and as such, could be the one to shed that most precious blood, the precious blood that redeems. Christ was chosen before creation of the world to redeem. Redeeming was not an afterthought or in a reaction to the fall of Adam and Eve. Before creation was spoken into existence, Christ was chosen to be the means and instrument of redemption. These things are mystery to us. They are written in the knowledge of God, and only parts of the great works are revealed to us. We cannot know how far humanity in all of creation fell when Adam sinned. We cannot comprehend the depth of the debt incurred by sin. But the fall was in such largeness that the only remedy was the shedding of the precious blood through the death of the Son of God. The ransom to pay the debt was the life of the Son of God. The sacrificial death of the Son of God on sinners' behalf. This should cause us to tremble in awe before the living God. Tremble out of reverent fear. Shudder and quake before the holy God who judges impartially. Agonize over sin. Don't gloss over the cost to ransom and redeem a soul. Reflect on how costly our redemption was. Contemplate deeply how precious the blood of Christ is. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 tells us that Christ is that high priest. And he entered into that tabernacle which is outside of creation, which is a mystery for us. But he entered into it not by blood of goats and other things, like the Old Testament sacrifice into the most holy place, but into this most holy place outside of creation, the most holy of holy places. Christ entered once and for all with his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. And with that being the truth, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God? Such mercy, such compassion, such grace given. We know this redemption of our souls is true, for we know God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Peter, who writes this letter, saw the empty tomb, Peter, an eyewitness to Jesus appearing and eating in the upper room, even though the doors were locked. Walked with Jesus. Peter talked with Jesus. Saw him ascend to heaven and much more. That Peter is writing this letter. And writing in that letter that the redemption purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ is real. It is a true redemption. And that redemption is to have a tangible reality in the here and now, as much as it has a reality in the future to come. Dietrich Bonhoeffer expresses it this way in The Cost of Discipleship. Only the believing obey. Only the obedient believe. You see, it comes from both directions. This redemption we received is such a precious gift. Not only has it given us eternal life and salvation with Christ, it is taking us out of the evil, lustful, wicked ways of daily life and leading us to a holy way to live daily life. To truly understand the great value of the redemption given, response in the here and now is vital. Reflect on your daily life. Does it demonstrate the living reality that you are redeemed? Now, this is not to make you squirm and wiggle in your seats. It's really not meant to do that. This is to draw you closer to your Savior, to bring you to that place where you put your entire trust, faith, and hope in God and God alone. To live out daily the reality of being born again. To be thankful for the great goodness shown to us who are redeemed. The blood of Jesus Christ, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, is the only price of man's redemption. It was a costly grace, for the price was the life of the Son of God. Precious is that blood of Christ. Amen.